Jamie Strode with Evil by Default podcast.
Yeah, I got Miss Brittany with me today. Oh my God, and the lady of the hour, Miss Brenda Garza. Brenda Patricia?
Brenda Patricia.
I got you right. Golly, you walked in here. I should not, guys. She walked in and it was just like, boom, let's go.
Firecracker.
I think it might be the Red Bull sponsors. Red Bull.
Sponsor it.
But yeah, man, it's awesome. It's awesome to actually, can you see, talking to that mic, see if I got you.
Hey.
There you go. It's awesome that you found the place. I know you were a
little lost. I was so lost. Oh my God. I was like, I'm in the hundreds and the 200s office.
Yeah, and I just looked at the text and go, where are you? Yeah. You're way off.
Like, no. I was like, okay, so I went through the other hall and then, no, that was not it. And then I came through the front. La puerta está cerrada. I'm like, what? Do you want me to come on the podcast? So no.
It's like Fort Knox up here. But no, I'm glad to have you on the podcast. And the first things first, let me say, like, before we were talking about the apology for not bringing you on sooner. I know we had some delays and some schedule thing. I know, that's my bad. So, but we got you here.
Thank you.
That's the good thing is, and now she just gets to pitch all the stuff she's been doing. I mean, since she walked in here, like I said, hit the dynamite.
No, I don't need the Red Bull. I got the energy. As soon as I get in the car, though, that's a different story. I get to like, I'm like, oh my God, I'm dying. Oh my God, I'm dying. But as soon as I kid you not, as soon as I'm around people, it's like a switch. Like I feel y'all's energy and then I like quadruple that thing.
Yeah. You're on stage, girl.
I know. Por eso soy actriz.
Let's start with that. Tell us where you're from and tell us how you came about to being an actress and on your film festival. Let's go and talk to us.
Oh, yes. So, you know, it's so crazy how it all has led up to this. So I've always been in front of the camera. You know, I've always been, you know, hosting television shows and, you know, doing music videos and commercials and things like that. Mm-hmm. But it's not the same. Like, oh, I'm going to go act in a film. Like, it's not the same, especially for someone who has never taken a theater class. I'm just professionally talented, like natural talent, guys. No. And so what ended up happening is, I was doing business. I didn't really want to do that. That's not my calling. My calling is to be in front of the camera. And by that time I was already a mama, single mama of two to top it all off. And I was like, you know what? I was watching this show. I remember vividly. And I remember, I want that girl's job. But then I was like, back then when I was hosting, it was VHS time.
Oh, hey.
No estaba el internet. There wasn't like, oh, let's burn the CD or take it off of YouTube. There was none of that. So I had nothing to go by.
You're talking my language.
I am 41 years old.
Okay, you're not talking my language.
And then so I was kind of like, you know what? I want to go back to school. Like, what am I going to put on the fucking piece of paper? Excuse my language. What am I going to put? Like, natural talent or what? Like, mm-hmm. I didn't have really anything to put because it had been such a long time since I had been on camera.
Right.
And so I was doing like a pilot in Antravision. And I was like, you know what, dude? Like, I really want to go back. And so I ended up going to UTRGV and I went into broadcasting. Well, I was like, I want to get a job here. This should be cool.
Yeah.
And so I decided to work for the newspaper, which is the writer.
There you go.
And that's when I fell upon the film festival.
There you go.
And
there
so like I'm telling you, it's like those little like milestones. So I was like, I was doing the entertainment column and I was kind of like, oh, what is this festival? It's in my neck of the woods in my hometown. I don't even freaking know about it. What's going on here?
Exactly.
So I did my research like a reporter would.
There you go.
And so I remember going out of the office, not even calling. There was one representative from the film festival that was working at the university.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was going to go and I was going to tell her like, hey, I want to talk to you. I know I didn't make an appointment, but I'm here.
Right.
And it just so happened that she was literally in the same building, in the entrance, with Miss Leti Leja, who at the time I still was like, who is this lady? Mm. But I remember seeing her in the board of directors, like, you know, picture.
Oh, there you go, there you
and
go.
So I kid you not, they were talking to a man, y yo acá bien despistada, like, oh, looking through my shoulder, like, is he gone? Like, is he gone? Like, I don't want to interrupt, like, is he gone? I'm over here, like, playing with my phone.
This
like,
is my moment.
This is all
I've been working for. Yeah. No. And then right after that, he finally like left. I was like, oh my God, thank God. I walked over and I was like, hi, Miss Guerra. I really wanted to see if I could get an interview for the South Texas International Film Festival. Mm-hmm. And she's like, no, not me. You got to talk to Miss Leti. She's like the head honcho. Right. I was like, okay, hi. And she's all like, you know what, go to the library because that's where her office is. Come and talk to me and that's where we'll do the interview. I was like, okay, fine. I ended up going, we did the interview, and of course me quedé yo el puro weedy weedy with her.
Andale.
Because I have to be chit-chatting, getting to know, hey, what's happening, what's going on,
right.
And she kind of like the way you were like, hey, this chick has a ton of energy, like, oh, no se calla, like, yeah, no, she was the same way. She was like, man, like, you have a lot of energy, you bring a lot of ideas to the table, mm-hmm. and it really seems like you're a very passionate person about the arts. And I was like, yes, I am. She's like, you want to be part of the board? And I was like, yes. Yeah. Yes, at that time it was in the board. I'm sorry, it was the committee.
Right.
And that's then it's a start. I was like, yes, anything that I could do. And I remember working on things, doing a couple of social media stuff and you know, going on interviews and whatever. Mm-hmm. But I remember walking into my very first red carpet STXIFF award ceremony, and I was just in awe. Because you see the Emmys, you see the Oscars, and it seems so unattainable, right?
Right.
But when you walk into a place that's trying to emulate that is really trying give that to the community, mm-hmm. and you are now a part of it, man, I was like almost in tears. Like, no lie. I was like, oh my God, like, this is so awesome.
Right,
like,
right.
I'm a part of this and we're giving this to the community and it means so much. And that's basically how it all began. But during the years that kept on following, we kept growing, we kept adding more things.
Right.
And that's how I ended up getting my, like, you know what, now that you're amongst all of these people who are like-minded, mm-hmm. they like the same stuff you do. Now you don't seem like that outsider.
Right.
You finally have like your little clique of people who are going to push you if you want that push.
Exactly.
Because I think that's so what a lot of us are missing.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Like, yes. Especially here, there's not that many of us that are, I want to do a podcast. I want to be on television. Yeah. I want to do cover. There isn't.
You see?
That's right? Exactly what we're doing.
We were talking about that earlier. We were talking about how at the moment when the Roundtable Studios, we're going through a change. And at the moment, we were like, well, we need to find people that are trying to reach the same goal we're trying to do as far as entertainment, podcasting, and so forth. So Chu and I, which shout out to Chu. He's probably at home eating a Cheetos or something. I don't know. He's stuck in the mud or something. I don't know. I couldn't go out there and pick him up, but he don't care. So I was telling Britt, you know what? It's funny how this all came together, bringing Even by Default, bringing Paranormal Discourse, and bringing Quest Black, bringing Tiny Studio Productions, Chris King. We came together, and it's like, wow. I go, we have a click.
Yeah.
There's a click here.
We felt the connection.
Yeah, there's a connection here, and let's roll with it. So when you reached out for us to give you the interview for the film festival, and on top of that, I say, hey, would you like to try the red carpet, or would you like to be there as far as live podcast on the area? I'm like, man, I go, to me, it was like, that's an awesome opportunity.
Like, no brainer.
Yeah. Awesome opportunity. But at the same time, you know what? I'm going to bring my brothers and sisters with me. I'm going to let Evil by the Pod podcast to be here to do the interview with you. And I'm Chris King, going to send her to the red carpet so she can go on there.
Yeah, she's going to nail it.
She's going to nail it, man. She has the same energy as you.
Yeah.
So you'll recognize her. You want to take her under your wing and take her everywhere for us.
Yeah.
So, but we will be there on Friday. I will bring the setup, 3 mics, and we'll see if we can get something done. But we'll talk about that after the podcast.
Yes.
We still got a lot more to go, because I really want to get into your Netflix.
I saw that's where I'm going. Yeah. Te tengo que decir toda la historia. Okay. So again, going back to the whole like, oh my God, finally, you're finally around like-minded people. And I finally got the courage. I was like, I think I can do something like this. I think I can do a film. Pues ya de tantos años that you are part of the film festival and you keep seeing, you know, the directors and the actors and this and that. And you're like, I think I can do this. Mm-hmm. Me hago la llorona. That means I can act. Right, like, you know, whatever, like I can cry on cue si quiero. And so I kid you not, I remember seeing a post on Facebook just like any other day, and I didn't think anything of it. It was just an indie freaking film. I'm like, sure, why not, let me just go. And I was telling you this earlier, I remember being so nervous that I kept going around and around and around and around, and I just parked. And I didn't want to get off until something inside of me just said, if you don't do it now, you're never going to do it.
Exactly.
And that was the point. Like, you need that's what I tell a lot of people, just overcome that fear and amazing things happen as soon as you like jump that barrier.
You motivated yourself.
Yes. And so I walked in. They had not given me any of the sides. And what a lot of people don't know, sides is basically the script,
right?
A part of the script, and it's called a side. I had never received it. So I was there, you're like, why does everybody have a bunch of piece of papers?
Oh no.
Why does everybody have papers?
Was that this freaking notebook?
Is this my permission slip on this side? On this book. And I kid you not, I was like really taken aback. I'm like, am I missing something? Right. And then I signed in and they were like, hey Brenda, blah blah blah, you're going for so and so. And I'm like, yes, okay, you're gonna be after who so and so. Do you have your sides? And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? They're like, what do you mean? And I was really confused. They were really confused. And they're like, okay, here are the sides. You have 5 minutes. And I was like, oh my God, never in my life have I read a script and actually remembered it in 5 minutes.
Wow.
Never. Natural. And for some odd reason, it just clicked that day. And so, you know, I went in and out and in and out, and you know, and now it's between me and this other girl, and we're testing with different girls that were supposed to play the daughter. And they were like, okay, well, thank you. And I'm like, okay, that's it. Okay. Toda sudada. I was super like thirsty because of everything that I had just given. And then finally, 2 weeks later, I get an email saying that I had gotten the part. That's, and that was awesome. Like, that, oh my gosh, I was so happy.
That is awesome.
But then it took a year. It took an entire year before we would filming. But it happened 2 weeks right before we started filming. They contacted me and they're like, hey Brenda, we're going to start filming in 2 weeks, just want to let you know it's going to be here, da, 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 da. And by the way, you're going to be alongside Alyssa Milano. And I'm just like, I'm sorry, who? They're like, and they're like, Alyssa Milano. And I'm like, what? Like, are you kidding me? Like, the girl from Who is the Boss? The girl
OMG.
OMG. I can say it. You know, no, I was literally like, I'm sorry. Not only had I never auditioned in my life,
right,
I landed the audition. And now I'm going to work with someone who I've admired since I was young, because she's my age.
Right.
I seen her in Charmed. I saw her in every single Charmed episode there was, then in Insatiable and everything else that she had done in between.
Right.
Plus Who's the Boss, right? And then they're like, oh, and we're Christian de la Fuente. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't know who that is. But as soon as I told my mom, she was like, ay, mi hijita, y me das un autógrafo y te tomas una foto y que vale, vas que...
Everything.
Dude, yes, my mom was going ape shit with that. She's like, ay, mijita, estoy tan orgullosa. Finally, I'm like, finally, after everything I've done, finally you tell me that, because I'm going to work with so-and-so. No, pues, wow. You know, so, you know, and I kid you not, when I got on set, oh man, that was scary.
I would think so.
I was scared out of my, dude, I have never, there's 15 people watching you. Mm-hmm. It's not, I still don't think it's the same thing as you holding a microphone and you're talking into a camera.
Right.
Or if you're public speaking and you're talking to a bunch of people, you're just talking about something that you're very knowledgeable about, right?
Right.
Unlike, let me memorize my lines. Let me pretend that I'm sad. Let me pretend that I'm crying. Let me start running from here to there because we need to do this action and da da da. And you're learning it on the spot. And they're like this, like, hurry up, hurry up. We don't have time to waste. Da 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 da.
I want to get it all in one shot.
Bro, it's crazy. But it was really nice to know that what I was doing on set was affecting people. The makeup artists were walking out and I'm over here like, they're going to go eat or something. But when they went to go retouch me, they're like, Brenda, we needed to leave because whatever you did was so touching that we could feel it. Looking at you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I was just like, oh my God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because right now I feel like such an imposter for being here. Right, like I literally felt like an imposter. Like, are you freaking sure I'm supposed to be here? Are you sure you got the right Brenda? Yeah. Brenda Patricia Garza. And so that happened. And then we actually did a lot of scenes, but a lot of them did get cut out, obviously, like any other film.
Right, exactly.
And then that was it, right? I didn't hear back and whatever. And a year later, because of editing and everything and blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
In November, like a whole year later, mm-hmm. they were like, hey, Brenda, so we have the date. It's going to go out mm-hmm. December 4th. 2020. I'm like, okay. And then they were like, and remember we were scouting out who was going to buy it. And I'm like, yeah, well, are you sitting down? And I'm like, yeah.
Brace yourself.
Yeah. And they're like, do you have a pillow they can yell into? And I'm like, what?
What's going on?
I was like, what? ¿Qué? And then when they said, well, Netflix bought it. And
that's
I'm just
awesome,
like,
man.
What?
That is awesome.
Okay, so you don't even understand. If I would have never had taken that leap of faith, I would have never booked a role, gotten to work with someone that I have always admired, gotten on a freaking, my first ever, like, SAG film.
Right.
Plus, it comes out on Netflix. O sea, ¿qué mundo?
Like, what more can you ask for?
Right? It's like all the stars just aligned. You know, and I kid you not, once it came out, dude, it was like nonstop after that. It was like interviews and this and that and go here and we want you for this and we want you for that. And I was like, okay, this 9-to-5 job that I have right now is not gonna work. I really did need to leave my 9-to-5 because you know, once everything started coming in, I was like, I need an agent. I need a manager. I need someone. And I had already been looking into the Blanco agency. And mm-hmm. so Lydia, who's going to be in the film festival, she's going to be hosting a casting for TV and film. So in case there's any actors out there, we're going to get into all that jazz.
Yes. Okay. That's what we're excited about.
Yeah, but she's going to be here. And I told her, she's like, Brenda, why didn't you tell me as soon as you had gotten that booking? I was like, I didn't. No, like, no sabía yo nada bien rancia, bien así una newbie. And so, I kid you not, she put me on her roster, and I have been working ever since.
Really?
Wow. I am not even lying. Yeah. Awesome. Dude, I just did my Mary Kay commercial Saturday. Si bien internacional la mujer. I know it. Yeah. I had to be quiet. Shut up.
Guy, the shit out, my friend. Oh my God!
I'm giving a shout out to my friend Mandy, who's always saying, "Guy, had to shut up, be quiet."
In case you didn't hear it the first time.
And doing the roles that you're doing, I mean, now that you're in the filming process and all that, other upcoming events or any other movies will be coming out on. Is there a specific role you want to play? Is there? I know every actress or every actor or actor in comparison, because they got rid of the actress name and now it's actor for everybody.
Yeah.
That I know of. Everybody wants the lead role. Everybody wants to be the lead. But if not the lead, is there a certain role you would like?
I mean, in all honesty, I've been doing a lot of supporting roles, and I don't mind it.
Right.
In all honesty. I feel like, yes, I could carry a film, but at the end of the day, dude, I'm still fucking new at this. Yeah, like, I want to fucking be able to, like, no, I was a part of that film, but right. I'm not carrying the film because yeah. I'm not there yet. And right. I can recognize that.
Right.
Like, dude, there's a lot of people that are starting out and they're like, yes, I can intro. I'm like, bro.
I don't give a fuck, Keisha.
Yeah, no, I kid you not. I don't toot my own horn. I am not, dude, no, I've done these things because I've been very fortunate. What a lot of people don't know about acting is from January until now, mm-hmm. I have gone on over 175 auditions.
Wow.
That's just auditions, let alone how many I've submitted to.
Yeah. Yeah.
The ratio is really bad. So it's, for example, I know like last year I had submitted to almost 500 auditions, had only gotten maybe like 100 and something auditions out of those submissions.
Wow.
From
wow.
that, you then go to callbacks. That's yeah. a baby percent. And mm-hmm. then you actually end up booking. And I luckily am so blessed again that I was working every single month, if it was one or two or maybe even three projects. That doesn't happen all the time.
No.
Again, wow. I'm just very, very, very fortunate. And then, so this year I've already done 175 auditions, let alone the submissions. Yes. And I've been booked about, I think now it's about maybe 16 or 17.
That's good.
Wow. Which is still more than last year.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
That's really good.
And we're still, and it's still not over, baby. But yeah.
I have a question for her. Go for it, Britt.
Oh, no, no.
She's like listening and she's like, what?
No, but it's because it's so inspiring, like how you're talking about how it all started, and it's very admiring and it's very touching, like everything that you're describing from there till now. That mm-hmm. that's amazing, just all these opportunities coming towards you, but you had to work for it really yeah. hard, and you're still, like how you said, you're still getting your feet wet, you're still dipping them in
yeah
there.
No, and I kid you not, again, I've been doing this since in my 20s. I was in front of the camera. I was, you know, the whole music videos and modeling and blah, blah, blah. So it's you know, but sometimes it's like, dude, you need to pay your dues.
Yeah. Yes.
You need to pay them. Yes. I did a lot of crap for free that maybe I shouldn't have been doing, but you're in the valley, mm-hmm. you know, it's yeah. it's a little hard to get yeah. paid for stuff.
Yeah.
But again, that got me the experience. I was networking. I was doing the stuff that I loved. And now everything is kind of preparing you for that next step. So just because you're not doing what you were meant to do, you know, say when I got married the first time and decided to have kids and, you know, leave everything behind. And then you have like this calling that's like, no, Brenda, you belong in this industry.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. And again, like, dude, I'm 41. I just started acting at 38.
Damn.
Come on, man.
Amazing.
I'm still waiting for my break, man. I had a director here, I think in season two, and I told him, man, you want to put in a movie, a horror movie? I want to do a horror movie. I just want to die.
Kill me. Oh, my God. I have died me. So many times already.
That sounds awesome.
I
would love that.
I just want to... This is what I want to say.
George, come on, kill me. I'm here. Come on.
That's all I want to say.
Kill me.
Yes. And the only purpose why being killed in the film is like, next time on another film, I get killed again. People are like, oh, this guy's going to die.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
see how he dies. And that's the guy I want to be. That's the guy. I just want to be the guy who gets killed every single time.
There are some actors that happens to, though. I think there's some that really? Literally that's their thing. Like they'll do their acting, and then all of a sudden, oh, he's dead. Oh, you know,
I would love that.
That is, dude. I'm not even lying. I was like, every single time that I have died in whatever I've been in, whether it's a short film, a feature film, a SAG, or whatever, I'm just like, how am I gonna die? Like, are you gonna shoot me? Am I gonna have blood? Like what? Like, I don't know why. I have a fascination with it. Like, I
want to
pretend I'm
gone. Yeah.
Unfortunately, in this film, you will not be dying.
Wah, wah,
emotional damage.
So, I'm sorry. Maybe next film. Mom.
Yeah. Damn it. Maybe the next one. All
right. Do I leave in a vehicle or something?
Yeah. No, I know. But yeah, no, I, and I kid you not, there are so many directors here in the Valley that are always putting stuff out.
Yes.
My thing is getting to so many people that are aspiring. They want to do this. Mm-hmm. Pero for some odd reason, it's like we're not meshing. Right. Do you know what I mean? Yes. Like they're not seeing where, like a lot of them don't even know about the film festival. A lot of them are like, what? Oblivious. I'm just like, oh, like what do I need to do to get it more out there? It's like, ¿qué más puedo hacer? ¿Qué más?
Right.
That's why I'm here.
There you go. Spread the word.
And thank you for coming. That's what it's all about. Because, I mean, I'm not to say that, oh, wow, we're an amazing podcast. We reach millions. No. If it just reaches one person, it'll trickle up to 10 other people.
Yes.
And it'll just trickle. Hey, you hear about the 10 person. What? Last night, we were talking about the podcast. Hey, you hear about it? Where is it at?
Yeah.
Where go to the podcast, find out where it's at. You'll find the connection there. It's all going to happen.
That's the ripple effect.
You know? And that's what, like Britt says.
And I'm not kidding. Like the film festival has done so much for so many local talent. It really has, because there's some filmmakers that it was their first film and they submitted it and it actually won, or they had their actress nominated for best actress or whatever. And it pushes them to not only get more local actors, but to also improve in their skills and push it out there. We have several award-winning directors here in the Valley. Yeah. No, it's not like this huge budgeted, you know, Marvel movie, but it's an amazing movie. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing film. It's getting accepted in so many film festivals across the nation and across the globe.
Right.
And if you're attached to that as like an actress, an actor, a crew member, you know, it says a lot.
Right.
And I mean, that stuff that you can put on your darn freaking resume on your IMDb and go out and go work for Marvel and whatever other freaking thing you want, Warner Brother and whatever.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
I think that a lot of it does start at the festival, and I just wish more people would know about it. Like, we want it to become like a South by Southwest. Yeah. We want it to be like a Cannes. You know, we want it to be like, you know, like over there in Canada, it literally just slipped my mind what it's called. But we want it to be like that. Pero pues también necesitamos que vaya la gente. Yeah. Oye, acá, and it's free. Para acabarla de moler. Oye, ¿qué más quieres?
And I already got comments coming. I got the Ryan T. Show podcast
saying,
hey, Ryan T. Hell yeah, guys. Hell yeah. And I also got Sean Logan from Off the Shelf Underground. I'm saying it right, Sean. Don't come after me. This is the Valley's New Hollywood, and she is right. She is right. Everything she's saying is right. So, I mean, yeah, man, it's cool. We're slowly, it's like we, Chu and I said from the very beginning, the Valley's slowly, all this whole COVID thing that happened, and we're finally coming out. It's finally growing to the point where, you know what, we need to get out of our little box and start opening our eyes to other things. You know, not just be in a single highway. We got to open up to the other lanes and see what else is out there. And that's the reason why we started doing this show.
Yeah.
It's something that, you know, would have people come in and give them a voice. You know, that way they can not only just the Valley to hear, but make noise out of the state of Texas to know, hey, man, what about us?
Yeah.
You know, what about us? You know,
and that's kind of the reason why I was reaching out to a lot of local, whether they had a YouTube or a podcast or whatever, because, dude, in all honesty, si tú vas para arriba, tráetelos a todos.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, what is the whole point of you getting up wherever the heck you're going by yourself?
Exactly.
Like, tráetelos a todos. Exactly. And my pet peeve is that we have amazing, amazing talent that end up moving, right?
Right.
Pero no vienen para atrás and share the wealth.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, come on now. Acá estamos todavía. Share the wealth.
We got to support each other.
Exactly.
Build the community.
And
that's where it's going to start.
Yeah. And I'm so happy that, do I know everything? No, I don't. But whatever I am learning as I'm going, I love to share that.
That's what it's all about.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, as soon as I put it out there that I had an agent, oof. I was getting messages, phone calls, texts, this, that, emails. Brenda, how do I do it? Where do I go?
Wow.
What do I need? You know, what do you recommend? Blah, 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 blah. Dude, I created workshops and everything. And that's what we're doing again with I created my own workshops, let alone the ones for the film festival.
Yes.
And it was because I wanted to share the wealth. Mm-hmm. I want them to know this is how you're going to do it, bro. Because when I was in my 20s, there was no, oh, yes, let me just Google everything. Let me just freaking, YouTube everything. They're like, come on. Yeah. Eso no existía. Like, there wasn't any of that stuff. Like, you either knew it or you didn't. Yeah, you knew somebody. True. And if you didn't know somebody, you got to move to Hollywood. It's like, acá estoy first generation, you know, Americana. And it's like, my parents are not going to freaking let me go to Hollywood. And come on, bro. Like, we apenas te dejaban ir to college. I want to go to San Antonio. No, you're staying here. Yes, estás loca. No te vas a ir en una parte. Aquí te vas a quedar. Right? And so I kid you not, that was my thing. Like, once I started learning all of this again, I barely started acting. But what I do know, I can show you. I can show you the way. I can only take you so far, but after that, bro, it, you know,
take the training wheels.
Yeah, it's like you gotta go. You have to be here. Like, this business is hard. Yeah. They don't tell you you didn't get the job because of this, or that. Uh-uh.
You gotta figure it out on your own.
You didn't hear from them. That's it. You didn't book the job.
Exactly.
At first, when you again 175 now. Auditions and you're only booking so many, it starts to fuck with your head.
Yes, it does.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you start thinking to yourself, like, am I good enough? Exactly. Why didn't I fit the bill?
Yeah.
Why didn't I do this? Did I do this wrong? Did I wear the wrong thing? Should I have worn less makeup, more makeup, my hair, my this, my that? It does get to you, and you have to just tell, and then you start like, luckily because of COVID, now you just self-tape from home.
Mm-hmm.
You put your camera in a tripod, you put yourself back, clear background, you do what the audition says to the T, and then you are like, you go look at your stuff and you're like, I know I'll do it again. I me la pasaba. Mm-hmm. Like for 30 minutes, an hour, 45, like, dude, 2 hours, 3 hours, until I was like, I ended up seeing back, I have a subscription to Backstage.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something I'm always, again, researching. And I saw this casting director, really famous, saying, we're just there to know what you're going to look like when you're talking. We just want to know if you're going to fit the bill, if you can follow directions, and if you're going to fit what we have in our head, that it's going to look like that. And I was like, oi, over here, I'm stressing now. What?
I can't sleep at night.
I know. Yes. So after that, I kid you not, it's like, when it's going to be something like it's a SAG film or a SAG commercial or stuff like that, like, and I really want to get the part, I really prepare.
Right.
You know what I mean? But other than that, it's like, dude, be you, do you. And if they're going to like you, they're going to like you. And if they don't, it's okay. I have seen a ton of commercials. A ton of national commercials that I could have been in, including an HEB commercial that came out of the Super Bowl, but still.
Wow.
And
I'm not saying nothing.
I know. And I saw it and I was like, oh my God. I was like, that's, I auditioned for that. And then I was like, wait a second. No. Yeah.
Get down from there. Yeah, what are you doing
I was
up
like,
there?
No, I kid you not. I looked at her and I was like, she fit the bill.
Wow.
She, like, you know what I mean? You start to recognize, oh, that's what they were going for.
Wow.
Yeah, I wouldn't have fit those specs. Right. I wouldn't have fit in that. I would have looked very oddball or whatever it might be. And so that's when you really are like, it is so out of your control. Right. You have no idea what they're looking for. So don't, it really, you need to like not let it go to your head.
And when you see that, I mean, you know automatically, okay, that's what they were looking for. Now I got to put that in my alter ego when I go and do another audition.
Exactly.
I gotta figure out exactly what's gonna fit the bill.
Yeah, so, and it's, and they tell you there, like in the description, like they'll tell you she is, you know, this businesswoman of this age who talks like this, is this type of like personality, blah, blah, blah. And again, this is, it's very descriptive, but in your brain, especially me who has ADHD, I will overthink it, and I would be like, oh, I don't know if that, well, wait, what if I do it like this, blah, blah, blah. So you just try to do it the best that you can. And at the end of the day, if they like your look and if they like how you present yourself and how you did the audition, did you follow like all of the instructions, blah, 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 you get a callback or you get pinned or you end up booking the role. And when they tell you book the role, it's like, yeah.
And I hate to cut you short.
Of course.
Because I got this caller on the line.
Here we go.
All right, go ahead, caller. Who is it?
Oh my God, am I on the air?
Oh shit, ladies and gentlemen, it's Chew from the Chew Podcast. Bah, 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 bah. Oh my God, no, I don't have nothing for that for him.
Yo sí lo tengo. Aquí tenías el sonido live and in color.
What's up, Chew? Talk to me. What you need?
I think Brittany is doing a great job. Good job.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Really, bro? Really? It's like that.
Really, bro?
Well, not just that, dude. I also wanted to remind everyone how much you suck.
Oh, my God.
I had a couple of questions for Brenda.
You know what, dude?
I don't give a fuck, Keisha.
There you go. That one's for you. But anyways, go ahead, buddy.
That felt not personal at all.
A ver, ¿qué pasó?
Talk to me.
Oh, well, I just had a couple of questions for Brenda. I was just wondering, you said that you're kind of new to the acting experience, but of the roles that you had, how much, you know, play do you have in creating the character? I know that, you know, when you audition for a part, you're pretty much auditioning for the role, but like, can you like add an affectation or something, you know, something personal, kind of quirky to the character?
So, yeah, I mean, they really do give you a description and they tell you exactly what they're looking for. But then again, you also need to add your little oomph to that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And again, I mean, you don't want to, it's called acting. They're telling you what to do.
Yeah.
You want to put a little bit of you in there.
Exactly.
But, you know, it either goes or it doesn't go, you know. But for the most part, like, you know, they really do tell you what they want. However, when you get on set, they're like, well, can you do it a little bit more like this? Can you do it a bit more like that?
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah. But again.
A little less Latina.
Oh, my God. Okay, I personally do not think I have a Mexican accent.
OMG.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I kid you not. They have asked me, can you do a Latina accent? I'm like, I'm sorry. As much as I can try, because you never want to say no.
Right.
And I'm like, I can try. But when they do ask, like, I'll read it and they're like, oh, she has a Latina accent. Dude, no, I can do a British accent.
Hey, let's hear it.
No.
Oh, you're coming from Mexico.
No, it is. Embarrassing. I no quiero ser. Yeah, no, but again, it really just depends on what it is that they're looking for, and they'll tell you there what they are looking for. But here's the thing. When it's a commercial, sometimes, man, you don't even talk. That's the beauty of it. I was like, nonverbal action.
Easy. And for those of you listening, you need to see the video.
Yeah. It's like, what? No. So, like, sometimes, I kid you not, 90% of the commercials, you don't even talk.
Wow.
So that's a plus. If anyone is like, I don't want to do commercials, I only want to do films, bro, they pay good.
You
don't even know. By the time you book a freaking role on a SAG film or an indie film, the commercials pay the bills.
Yeah. Wow.
Because I do have a lot of friends who are like, no, I just want to do film. I'm like, yeah, bro, but is it paying the bills?
Exactly.
Are you booking? Exactly. Like, think about it. That's what I thought. And then Lydia was like, girl, wait until you start doing commercials. And now I'm like, oh, okay, I see.
Chew, thank you for calling in.
I just got one more quick question.
Oh my
go God. Go for it.
I was just wondering, how come only some Lara does
love? Oh my God, bye Chew! Bye Chew, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye.
That's Chew.
Bye.
The Chew Podcast. Dude, get over it, dude. Later, man. I have to hang up on him because he'll go on. And on that note, guys, we're going to take a little commercial break, get some water in us, or maybe another Red Bull.
Red Bull gives you wings.
Oh. Guys in the podcast. And also Brittany from Evil by the Cult. Oh my god, this time I remember to click the unmute off the one that I'm still learning here.
No.
But anyways, I got a couple of comments here. I'm not gonna reuse you. I'm sorry, buddy. You should have been here. Sorry, buddy. That, I'm just gonna put that one in.
Mine was better.
No, but I got Sean Logan saying, let's continue to build it up here. It's going to happen. Proud of Chew New Podcast. Thank you, Sean. I appreciate that. And so that's awesome that for her that she has no hate as far as like when you see the other actors take the job. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And no, Chew, you did not help. So
I Chew.
But anyways, guys, and we're back. So let's talk about, since we talked about you.
Oh my god. It's just me. I'm something high here, okay?
I love this one.
OMG.
So here we go. The film festival. Tell us what's happening. It starts tomorrow.
So excited.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be so much excitement. I'm excited.
I'm excited for you guys. It's your first time.
Yes,
oh my god, popping the cherries.
Oh, I'm gonna be like this. I'll be like this.
Do it! Come on! Kill me! I'm here! Come on! Do it!
Oh my god!
I'm sorry.
Oh my god. I really want everybody to really go to this. So it's our 8th annual South Texas International Film Festival, and it's our first time back post COVID.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
Like, man, going virtual, no más, no jala.
Yeah,
I didn't like it. It's not that personable. It's like right now when I was like, dude, I'm a hugger. Like, I hated COVID because of that. Like, it was kind of like you didn't even know what to do with your body. Like, you know, like you're like, oh, like, do I hug? Like, yeah. It's like, okay. And so, no, like, and so this time that we're back, I mean, it's so much bigger, but we're already at 5 days prior to COVID. Our festival was lasting 5 days.
Right.
During COVID, it was like down to like 2 or 1 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're back to a 3-day festival. So
Right. Everything
is starting mañana, tomorrow. Oh, woo,
woo, woo. Exciting.
I know. So we're going to be at Cinemark Bistro in Edinburgh,
Right. Our
opening night. Tickets are just $5 for that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be able to see RGB shorts and RGB related films,
mm-hmm,
all in one cinema. You're going to have a Q&A with the actors and the directors. So if you want to be killed in a film, that's the place for you to go, bro.
I'm there.
I know. I'm down.
Yes. Come on. Take me. Give me. Sorry. Go on.
Yeah. And that's the thing, that's the reason why we really want a lot of locals to go, because this is where you're going to get your chance to say, oh, that's the director. Oh, that's the actress that was there. Oh, that's the producer, editor, or crew, or whatever.
Right.
And it, you know, it goes to show that you're like, oh, wow, like there is a lot of talent here. But we're all like in this, you know, we're a hidden gem. You know, everyone's here like a little hidden gem. We're like the diamonds in the rough. Mm-hmm. And that's like the best place to go for that. There's going to be a red carpet, which I will be live from the red carpets, by the way, just an FYI.
Yeah.
I will be live from the red carpet from our social media page, STXIFF. And of course, there's going to be a lot of media there.
Yeah.
You guys are going to partake, I think, or you're just going. I forgot.
I know.
We're going to chit chat about that after this.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah. And then, you know, and so what we wanted to do with this opening night was really take care of our local talent.
Right.
And we wanted to give them the same experience as the award ceremony, because, you know, they deserve it. And we want them to know, like, to feel like they are, you know, how can I put it? Like, we want them to feel that feeling of my film is coming out in the theater.
Right.
Yeah. I'm getting the red carpet for my film.
Right.
I am going to be presenting it. Like, who doesn't want to see themselves or their work on a jumbotron at the movie theater? Come on now.
I want to
see myself like, boom, like, you know, You Are My Home did not come out in theaters. It went straight to Netflix.
Projector, mom, put in a projector.
Déjame, ya pasó hace mucho.
I'll do it. I finally found a venue.
Yeah, right. And so, So that's what we're going to be doing for opening night. That's on Thursday, tomorrow. And you guys can get tickets at www.stxiff.com/tickets. And again, it's only $5. Then comes the bestest of the bestest. So we have Friday and Saturday at the Edinburgh Conference Center at Renaissance. And that's right next to the Renaissance, guys, the hospital. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be totally free. The workshops, the panels, the Q&As, the meet and greets, the 50 films will be screening. Wow. Now, something that I do want to say is that this year for this festival, we had over 175 submissions from over 23 countries.
I read that.
I'm not kidding to you. Like when you're getting, people are coming in. They're coming in from India. They're coming in from Iran. We've had people that have come in from China, from Japan, Germany, Portugal, Mexico City, all across the United States, across Texas. Like we have people coming in. And I feel like the RGV doesn't know the extent of the amazingness that this is for them.
Yeah.
You know, if they really, really want to get, you know, want to meet these actors or want to ask them something, we're having an expo. There's going to be production companies there. There's going to be talent agencies for those aspiring actors or veteran actors who want to be a part of an agency.
Right.
We have an actor / acting coach coming in from Atlanta, Georgia.
Ooh, that's big.
To give an acting class, which, by the way, you can put on your resume an actor that you attended his workshop. When casting directors look at your resume and they look who you've trained with and there's particular names that people just know,
right?
If you went to the workshop, please put it down, please put it there, you were there. Like, bro, like it counts. Like you have no idea how much it counts. We also have Lydia, which we were talking about earlier. Right. Lydia Blanco Garza from the Blanco Agency, who's my agent. She will be giving the casting for television and film. She's going to be talking about what you need. How does your resume need to look? Your headshot. What are casting directors looking for? Because she has cast for various projects, whether film or commercial. Then you have, oh my God, Joe Castro, this guy. He can create the best of the best special effects makeup ever see. And guys, I think he's going to be doing La Llorona. And he shared a video. Like, if you have not seen him up close and personal and him doing his work, bro, you will be blown away. There is no freaking cosmetology school here that is going to teach you how to create stuff at home with the stuff that you have at home or just the little bit of easy things that you can buy online.
Yeah, I think you're just bait and hook Brittany already. I think she's going to show up for Saturday.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm sold. And I'll be honest, it's going to be my first time attending. I've never gone to one. So yeah, this is great. You spreading the word and advertising it. I'm going to be there.
Yeah,
so I'm excited.
And then we have the casting, we have the acting, we have the special effects. Well, then we also have Joe Castro's partner, Steven Escobar, who is an award-winning producer, Emmy Award winner. He produces Big Brother. Okay. So he does that, and he is also an entertainment lawyer. So what he's going to be doing is he's going to be literally making you your own lawyer, because they both have this group on Facebook where they really debunk all of these distributing companies that want to get your projects y luego no te dan nada, steal your project.
Right.
And so he wants everyone to be able to protect themselves if they can't hire a lawyer.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I so in previous years, he's done like distribution, like what is it that you need in case you want to distribute your project, your film or whatever it might be. And all of these workshops get super, super packed. We have, I believe, about 130 students coming for the student portion of the day from across the valley. Jeez. That's just in the morning on Friday. Bro, like, no sabes. I am stressed to the max, and there's a reason why. Like, when you see the calendar, man.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you shot me the calendar to see it, and I was like, sweet. Mother of Jesus.
It takes us a big calendar.
It takes us all year. I'm not kidding you. 2 weeks after this event is over, I'm going to be sleeping, right? Because I am just exhausted.
Hibernation has come early, ladies and gentlemen.
You guys are my last hurrah of interviews before the big day, and I'm so excited. Yay! Because after that, when I said, like, go. And then, so that's going to be, you know, Friday and Saturday. And again, guys, this is totally free. Everything at the Edinburgh Conference Center at Renaissance is free. Free film screenings, free workshops, free expo, free meet and greets, free everything. Everything is free. We are doing so much for you guys. So we're going to have our celebrities who are coming in. People like Jackie Cruz from Orange is the New Black. Valente Rodriguez from the George Lopez show. Then you have celebrities from How I Met El Chapo, Scarface, The Walking Dead. Like, the list goes on. Exactly. And you're, dude, for reals, like, you're going to miss out. You're like, oh, I watched that. Everyone tells me, like, have you seen The Walking Dead? No.
Oh, man.
Not even an episode. Pero me voy a tomar una foto para que cuente.
Get out of here.
And I mean, but there's so many people that watch that, including Orange is the New Black. I mean,
yes,
who didn't?
Of
I
course,
mean,
yeah,
you know what I mean? And then, of course, you have Pepe Serna, who's coming in from, you know, he's, if you don't know who Pepe Serna is from Scarface, he's the one that got the friend, the BFF, that got his arm chopped off.
Yes.
And oh, whatever. Okay. Oh my God. He has been in this industry for forever. And I didn't even know that. Until I saw his documentary. By the way, his documentary is going to be showing. Please go watch
awesome.
It.
That'd
it's
be
amazing.
Great. That'd be something to watch. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we're going to conclude with a thum da da da. The gala, which is the award ceremony.
Yes.
Everyone's decked out.
Yes.
You know, yes. Oh my yes. God. We're it's like Oscar inspired. Yes. Like, you know what I mean? and that one, again, we're going to have all the media there. We're going to have the red carpet. And this one is going to literally be like a sit down dinner, entertainment, giving the awards. And Valente Rodriguez, who is the godfather of the film festival,
yeah.
He is going to be once again hosting it. And I will be co-hosting.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
You don't even know. You don't even know. Let me tell you.
Shut up, man.
No, hombre, cállate, shut up. Be quiet. No. Mira. I'm not even lying to you. Ever since I became a part of the film festival, I have been checking off little boxes of my to-dos.
Your bucket list.
My little yeah. bucket list before I hit the big time. Yeah, okay, yeah. So my bucket list, right? I gotta put it out there in the world because, you know,
yeah.
It is. I always wanted to present an award. I remember I was looking at the awards and I'm like, man, like, all I want to do is present an award. That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, one year, I got to present an award, and I remember getting up there and looking at the crowd and just being like, holy cheese balls. Like, I finally, I did it. Like, wow. And I told the audience, I'm like, you have no idea what this festival has given me. And right now I am literally checking a box right now on my bucket list. And now I always wanted to host.
There you
and
go.
And now, 3 years later, God. I get to co-host. And I'm just like, wow.
Girl, you're on fire.
I know.
You're
on fire. This girl is on fire. I'm sorry, guys. It's a red bull and the liquid.
You're just being yourself.
I know, right?
And this has yet to start. Everything starts tomorrow. Imagínate ya como estás esta mañana.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be so busy. I'm going to be hosting the student day with Valente, and then I'm going to be running Q&As for a couple of the film screenings, plus hosting some of the workshops, doing the red carpets, like then host, like do.
You're going to be all over
the place. I am telling you, Sunday hits, nobody call me. I am not picking up my phone. Nada. Like, I am dead to the world on Sunday.
And as far as the awards, I mean, I know what categories are there? I mean, as far as the whole awards, I mean, itself.
So the award ceremonies have for short and for feature films. So shorts are obviously the short,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
exactly. Y los largometrajes, I just learned the word, which is the feature, the full length features. So there's short and there's features, and there's going to be international, national, Texas, RGV, best actor, best actress, best director. Like, the list goes on, like, for reals. And then we have some special awards that we're going to be giving out, which I can't really say anything. I'm not at liberty to say of these awards, but they're special.
They're so special. I'm precious. Yeah, and because Britt and I were sitting here, we're talking. We should ask her.
¿Qué más aprendo?
Go, why can't there be a podcast award?
Yeah, tell us.
O sea, mira, no es por nada, pero déjate digo. So we have actually been pushing more and more categories. Slowly but surely, right. We added animation, we added music video,
awesome.
And now I'm bringing it to the table for smartphone films.
That's
a new category now, yes. Especially with a lot of festivals around. Because, dude, agarras el teléfono, pispas, go film, edit it on your phone, and you're good. Mm-hmm. And then another one is exactly what you guys were just saying, like whether it's podcasts or a web series or it.
I like
now
that.
Because of the technology that we have at hand. Mm-hmm. We can open up those categories.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's
what about for voice acting?
Oh, here we go.
Le dije, girl. I thought it was the button that he pressed and it was your voice. Oh my God. That's actually another thing that we want to hopefully have by the next film festival, which is also bring down the voiceover artists, whether they're dubbing artists, anime artists, or whether they're film artists, because you honestly don't really comprehend voice actors until you start to listen on the radio, voice actors on television. When you see a commercial, no one's talking, but you hear the voice, especially the ones for freaking medication. Oh my God. I know. Ay, o sea, me voy a morir para que me das esa medication entonces. And then, and then you have the cartoons. Yeah. Like, and then you have, what's it called? The films where it's like, or the documentaries, man.
Yeah. I enjoy the documentaries.
I love it. It's como siempre, it's that one man who does all the documentaries for like the planet. Stuff about the planet on BBC or something.
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
And it's like this old man who's like, it's like, man, like it's such an untapped, for example, here, it's very, like, people don't know about it, including Audible books, guys.
That's true.
I actually did a voiceover for a film, an indie film in the UK. I did it here, sent it over, because I was going to be a news reporter, because, broadcasting and all.
Oh, my God.
OMG.
I know.
Bust out the British accent.
I know. They wanted me to do it in an American accent, like a reporter, so no. No, I'm embarrassed.
Oh, my goodness.
Not today.
All I know is that being... tomorrow, I believe we will have Chris King on the red carpet. That young lady's gonna be going in there like a little honeybee, trying to get as much video audio as she can.
Yeah.
Saturday, we do have to get together right now for the podcast and decide exactly what we can do. I really want to do a.
I already have a table for you guys.
Get your friends.
Ay, o sea, es que yo quiero mucho a mi gente. Ay. No, ya pregunté. You guys are going to have a table on Friday and Saturday at the Edinburgh Conference Center at Renaissance. So you guys are going to be able to just do whatever you want to do. Go live, not go live, pre-record, lo que sea. ¿Quieres ir a mingo? Go look at the stuff, get them afterwards, take pictures. O sea, todo lo que quieras, no, en serio.
And I guarantee you, I'm going to try to get Brenda on the podcast again on Friday. I'm going to be out there Friday. I'll be out there Friday for sure. Me and Chris King and I will be live there on Friday on a nice little table and everything.
Yeah.
I gotta find myself a little nice suit. Can't go in just a t-shirt.
luckily for everybody that is going to be going Friday and Saturday, it is casual wear. You don't have to be undressed up. Nada más si te vas a comprar los boletos to go to the awards ceremony. En ese caso sí. Pero other than that, just go like yourself.
Puro pijamas mañana, chinga.
Ay, no, mi gente. Not like you go to Walmart.
You're not fooling anyone.
No, no, says los fufi. What's it called? Los slippers. Los fufi slippers. No.
Juicy atrás. I'm not saying that. But anyways, I'm gonna get it when I get home. But yeah, I know it's gonna be an awesome experience. I can't wait. This will be my first time also going to the film festival. Something I look forward to, hopefully meeting a lot of actors, directors, getting a foot in the door, say, hey, here we are. We're here. Let's get to work. Let's see what we can do.
Yeah.
And see who picks us up.
Yeah. No, and I kid you not, I really want the reason for the festival is because we want everyone to network.
Yeah.
Again, just like we were saying right in the beginning of the thing, it's like there's not a lot of us. Yeah. But when you start meeting people just like you, it's like a light bulb and you start getting ideas and you start doing this and you start doing that.
Exactly.
And that's the whole point. That is literally the whole point. I mean, even during the 48-hour film race, which was the kickoff that happened on the 2nd.
Yes.
And we had a lot of newbies. We had so many newbies. We even had junior hires.
That's good.
Oh, wow. My God. Look at that. To tell you the two little kids came with their dad, and we over here thought that, oh, hi, sir. You know, we thought he had just brought the kids along. No. He drove them there, but the kids were the freaking film directors.
That is awesome.
They already know what they want to do.
Exactly.
That's what these film festivals are for. Any kind of festival con, or even at that. You know, you open up doors for the young ones to say, hey, I want to do that. This is what I'm aiming for.
Exactly.
And that's so to have that available to them so they can get there to actually even talk to somebody that's even in the big time already.
Yeah.
That's an experience. It's an experience.
No, I mean, it's amazing. Like, it really does bring people together. There were actors there at the 48-hour film race that had never done a 48-hour film race. They were just looking to pair up with some group. And it's like, And all of them were like, we don't even know what to do. Like, what do we do? And we're like, anybody that's new, get in this file over here. Like, you know, and any one of the leaders in that is a director, a screenwriter, or whatever, and you need actors, here they are.
You know, take your pick.
And if there was some that, you know, felt like they couldn't find a group, dude, that's what we're there for. And we're like, you need a group? Okay. Do you need any actor? We start helping them. And that's the thing. You know, a lot of these actors are, some of them are just theater. They've never done film. They want to get their feet wet.
Right.
And you know what I mean? So they were like, okay, we're going to go just to kind of like, you know, check it out or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy that everyone got to be in a group. Everyone got to kind of connect. There was a lot of people that had never worked with others before, mm-hmm. but they knew of each other. So it was like their first time working together, even though they all knew that they were like, you know, like that or whatever. And so that 48-hour film race, by the way, is going to be on Saturday at 2.
That's
anyone
awesome.
Can go to that film screening. It's completely free. And we will be awarding the winners of the film race.
Awesome.
So if you want to go to that, please go.
That's
please,
great.
Please that go support great. Matt and go meet the head honchos. There's going to be a lot of RGB directors there that have won many a plenty awards, have had best actor, best actresses.
Right.
Yeah.
That's going to be something interesting. Great. I know. Any other questions you got?
Talk to me, baby. Talk to me.
Well, I do want to say congratulations to Joey Omelda. He just announced that his film Big Brother just got accepted.
Yeah.
So yeah, big shout out to him.
Yeah, I know. He was there. No, he wasn't there. There was a rep that went for him. Because he wasn't there. Because yeah, conoces a follow. Hey, what's up, dude? What's up? I know I hadn't met Joshua Morales. He is the director of The Collapse.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That
they have a podcast called The Sesh. I think it's called The Sesh. If I'm not mistaken.
I think it's
The Sesh or something like that.
Yeah. Or, yeah. Well, he had his... his debut with that documentary, and dude, it did incredibly well. Oh my goodness. Awards galore throughout the entire states.
Right.
And so he was there, and you know, it just goes to show, like, you know these people. Y'all are friends on Facebook. Right. Pero nunca los has conocido.
We got to connect with each other.
I know. Yeah, and yeah. So that's, again, that is what the festival is doing. We're bringing everybody together. Pero es de que te salgas de tu comfort zone y vayas.
Yes,
whether you go alone, vas acompañado, vas con los kids, no vas con los kids, vas con la wife o con la girlfriend. Who cares?
Traete toda la familia, just pa.
Go.
Just get your ass go. In there.
Yeah. Even at that, my friend Letty, we were talking about it during the Longhorns game, you know, after so many drinks. And dude, it was
the
like,
only right way to do
I was
it.
Over here like, yeah, let's, you know, let's take shots or whatever. Every time that they score, me thinking, hombre, una que otra. I'm like, what? Well, anyways, we started talking about it. And she's like, Brenda, I wanted to go to cosmetology school because I wanted to learn special effects makeup. Mm-hmm. They didn't teach it. So I just decided not to go anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and then she's like, I didn't even know that you guys were going to have a workshop like that. Like, I want to learn. Like, I want to do that. So can you imagine how many people love this stuff?
Yeah.
And they're like, where do I go? Where do I sign up? Who do I ask? And it's like, dude, that's what the film festival is here for. Even throughout the year, if you have any questions, want to be connected to someone, you want to... You want something and it's not feasible because, you know, whatever it might be, it's not here in the valley. Let us know. We'll make it happen. That's the reason why we're here. We're going to make it happen.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about. Helping each other out, trying to network further than what we can do from here out. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
We need a lot more of that.
Yes, a lot more of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming up to 1 hour and 9 minutes.
¿Qué?
Oh, my God. Time flies when you're having fun and you've got so much energy.
No! Across the table.
Guys, tune in on Facebook Live. Go ahead and throw social media up.
So we're going to be going live from the red carpet on our Facebook page. It's South Texas International Film Festival, or STXIFF. And of course, go to our.com, stxiff.com, if you want to learn more, buy tickets, see the schedule, everything and anything is going to be up there. And of course, I really do want to invite everybody to go September 8th through the 10th in Edinburgh. Yeah. We will be there live and in color.
And your social media, anybody
want
fans to be in?
Yeah, guys, go follow me on TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook, and not or. Like OMG. It's Brenda Patricia Garza on all platforms. Okay, guys. Okay.
That was awesome.
Britt, throw out your socials so they can follow your podcast and all that good stuff, Mom.
Yes, you can follow me on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram.
On Evil by Default.
On Evil by Default podcast.
And how's your signature? How do you sign off on your show?
And this was your lovely evil host, Jamie Strode. Stay spooky.
Yeah.